Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The Pokemon World Championships and the Pokemon XP Convention are coming to San Francisco next week from August 28th to August 30th. KCBS's Danny DiCrescenzo, who is quite the Pokemon fan himself, joins us live from Just for Fun Toys on Kearney Street, not far from our studios. Danny?
Yes, Rebecca. I was talking to the manager of the store, Jacob, about what the coming of the major Pokemon events means for his business. And he said, well, to start, they have a thriving Pokemon trading card game community. And of course, TCG is a huge part of the Pokemon World Championships. They're actually an official trading card play venue for the Pokemon company. And he said they're, of course, celebrating by having some competitions.
We hope that our locals will take part in that, as well as people that are visiting for Worlds. And maybe even players who are here to play in Worlds could get a warm-up on Tuesday night.
And that will be some world-class talent coming to San Francisco. And you'll hear more from Jacob tomorrow, but I'll leave you with this. When I was in the store, every possible item of Pokemon merch that you can even think of was stocked up and ready to go. The Pokemon Company, from what I heard from them, they're expecting 50,000 people to be here in San Francisco next week for the event.
Okay, so I just want you to put this into perspective for our listeners a little bit, because I know you're a huge Pokemon fan, but there's a lot of people out there who may not really know that much about Pokemon. How big is this event? Try to describe it.
All right, so Pokemon is the most profitable media franchise in the world. We'll start there. And let's talk about the championship. So it's not only the trading card game, which you probably have heard of. It's not only the video games, which you've also probably heard of. There's Pokemon Go. Remember that, when people were walking around with their phones trying to catch them? There's championships for that. And there's championships for a new game called Pokemon Unite. It's more of like a five-on-five battle type game. And the final battles for all of these games are going to be in Chase Center, you know, where the Warriors play, where the Valkyries play.
Yeah.
And there's a brand new game they just released, Pokemon Champions, exclusively for competitive battling. It's going to be on the big screen. Again, I talked to Nick Salazar from the Pokemon Company. He said he was very excited to see this new product be put on the big screen. So it is gigantic. And then we'll move on to XP. This is a new event, like a fan convention. It has everything from pop-up shops to attractions, special guests, crafts. You know, Pokemon is not just a bunch of games. You know, it's a media empire that anyone can get into in any kind of way. You like collecting plushies? Go for it. You like pins? Go for it. You play the games like I do? Go for it. You play the cards like people do it just for fun? Go for it. It's not just a limited media franchise, and that's why it's huge. It's going to be a big deal when it's here next week in San Francisco at the Moscone Center and at Chase Center.
Well, your enthusiasm is contagious, Danny. Thank you so much. I can't wait to hear more about it.
Of course. Thank you, Rebecca.
All right. A man is in custody after police say he intentionally set a house fire that killed his father and five-year-old nephew in Richmond last night. The fire also injured the suspect's 33-year-old sister and two-year-old niece, who are in critical condition at the hospital. The blaze broke out at a home on 15th Street while crews were fighting another alleged arson fire two doors down. The 32-year-old suspect was arrested at the scene and booked on murder and arson charges. The California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection today unanimously approved some new wildfire protections, which they've been discussing for years. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, the new rules have been controversial.
Some worried they will be too strict and expensive for homeowners to comply with. In the highest wildfire risk areas of the state, fences that touch the home will have to be metal, and all plants within 1 foot of a house will have to be removed. And there are more restrictions 5 feet from the home. It's called Zone Zero, as explained in this video from Cal Fire.
So why this area? Because research, fire science, and experience shows that this is the most critical area for protecting your home, your neighbors' homes, and the community around you. It's where wind-blown embers are most likely to land and where homes are vulnerable to ignition.
New construction must follow these Zone Zero rules immediately, but homes in those highest fire danger zones ultimately have 5 years to comply. Cal Fire officials say the focus is going to be on education, not penalties, and local fire departments will be helping to implement these rules. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
The Santa Clara County DA's office has concluded two sheriff's deputies lawfully shot and killed a suicidal man who charged at them with a knife. It happened in San Jose on October 27th of last year. 43-year-old Jose Martinez Nolasco had barricaded himself in his car after a traffic stop as deputies tried to get him to peacefully surrender. He then charged at them with a knife, and officers shot him 6 times. The public report says Nolasco created a scenario that left the responding officers with no safe alternative. And while things may be improving for the timber fire, the Pacific Northwest continues to struggle. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan has the story of one Bay Area firefighter now on the front lines of Washington's biggest wildfire.
They're still calling for help in Washington, where the Sinulhacan fire is over 154,000 acres. That's where Moraga Arinda Deputy Fire Chief Lucas Lambert is paired up with Australian firefighters still on the front lines.
Fine dead fuel moistures are low. The lakes, reservoirs, the waterways are low.
It's the kind of drought condition we used to see here, but he says the Bay Area hasn't even seen peak fire season yet. That comes in September and October before an expected historic El Nino.
But with that, you know, it's always a balance between what comes first. Is it the wind? And if the wind comes before the rain, and that puts us in a difficult situation.
That lightning-caused Sinulhacan fire started on July 26th that isn't even half contained. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
San Francisco is slated to host the WNBA and MLB All-Star Games in the coming years. Pair that with the steady stream of conferences, and plenty of people are wondering if locals can bank on a heightened cash flow in the city. KCBS's Atish Shaheen has more from our daily Ask an Expert segment today.
Economics professor Victor Matheson from the College of the Holy Cross explained the economic impact when marquee events come to town is practically a lot less than advertised.
Smaller events are often bigger than big events, in terms of getting money to stick locally.
He pointed to the World Cup just this summer as a great example.
$400 million was spent in the Bay Area on tickets to matches, but none of that stuck in San Francisco or down in Santa Clara, right? That all went back to FIFA and back to headquarters in Switzerland.
Similarly, he said the price of a local hotel room shot up 50%, but that money was funneled to executives, while the desk clerks and room service, people who actually live locally, made their same old wages. It's the other type of tourism whose economic impact actually has staying power.
Just a regular old conference, a vacationer coming into the Bay Area for a week or for a few days. It turns out a ton of that actually sticks local, and that's great.
In San Francisco, Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
The children of late legendary actor Robin Williams have brought back his Instagram to combat AI iterations of their father. In a statement posted to the account this week, Cody, Zach, and Zelda Williams emphasize they want the page to be a trusted place for Williams' legacy. Zelda had previously mentioned her discomfort surrounding AI videos of her dad. The return of Williams' Instagram account comes off the heels of what would have been his 75th birthday. And it may still feel like summer, but fall has arrived for coffee drinkers here in the Bay Area. That's right, the pumpkin spice latte is back. KCBS's Shannon Golden tested a couple of the autumn drinks at some of the chains already offering it.
We'll have to wait another week to order Starbucks's classic PSL, which launches the 25th, but Panera is already advertising its pumpkin-flavored drinks. Oh, I like the sugar crystals on that one, as is Dunkin'. It was very, very, very sweet. So I think Panera has my vote if I have to choose. I'd say I'm in the camp that feels it's just a bit too early to roll out fall just yet. But several folks I spoke with in front of both spots, like Lisa, are glad to see it back for the season.
I just came from HomeGoods and they have like all their Halloween decorations out, so I feel like I love Halloween, so I don't think it's too early. Also, in the Bay Area or in San Francisco, summertime is pretty cold, so it fits the vibe.
And it seems like a lot of people have been looking forward to it. Yelp searches for pumpkin spice latte reportedly increased by more than 300% last month. On the peninsula, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
And for American Airlines, it's back in time to 2015. The airline says it's adding seatback screens on all of its narrow-body aircraft, which it removed to save weight about a decade ago. Turns out people don't really prefer to use their own device. The new screens will have 4K displays, Bluetooth pairing for audio, and USB-C charging. American is also revamping cabins and adding more premium seating. Back to business for the Golden State Valkyries after a big week for the franchise on and off the court. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Chase Center in San Francisco. The team now has its sights set on the top spot in the WNBA.
A quick, loud, spirited shoot-around on the floor at Chase Center for the Valkyries as the team enters the home stretch of its season with a playoff spot locked up. But for star forward Gabby Williams, the mission stays pretty simple.
We want to win every game, one through whatever. What is it, 15 now, 14 teams? We want to win whatever they're ranked.
Williams says she thinks the team has come together over the course of the season.
I think we've grown a lot. I think we've matured a lot. And, we were brand new.
The Valkyries announcing this week San Francisco will host next year's All-Star Game. A two-time All-Star herself, Williams says bringing the game to the Bay is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, we're excited to have it in the Bay Area. Just shows how much our ownership is investing and really wants to make this a top franchise.
The biggest change for head coach Natalie Nicasse is the sense of leadership that's developed throughout the year, something that's a must come playoff time.
Everyone kind of just stays to their strengths. We all know each other's strengths now going into our second year, which is really cool. It's just cool that everyone can be their authentic self here.
At Chase Center in San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes.
Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.